There has been a significant increase in the number of physical threats and abuse towards the Department of Conservation staff following a recent spike in anti-1080 protests. The escalation is being put down to people being captured by fake news spread on social media and has forced Doc to seek advice from NetSafe. Doc's threatened species ambassador Nicola Torkey joins us now. Kia ora, Nicola.
Atamarie.
How do you know it's fake news?
Well, I guess because this is something that we've been studying now for decades. It's been the subject of two independent scientific reviews, the use of 1080 in New Zealand, and we continue to do research on it on a day-by-day basis.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's being referred to on the social media, but, I mean, if a picture of a bird's body is put up on social media and somebody says this was killed by 1080... there's no way of ascertaining whether that's fake or not, is there really?
Well, except a couple of the images that they've used in particular, we have definitely been able to ascertain it. One that's probably the most famous is a whole lot of dead kiwi on a lawn. Now, I've personally been to the freezer that the kiwi come from in Northland in the dock office. All of those kiwi were killed by either cars or dogs. Dogs are the number one killer of adult kiwi in Northland. And that's quite a compelling image, right? Nobody wants to see a picture of dead kiwi. And so the problem with social media is you can write underneath killed by 1080 or mermaids or fairies, and there's no way of kind of harnessing that back to, well, hang on, what's the evidence here?
Do you have to take any notice of social media?
Well, no, it's not that we have to take any notice. I think what's concerning for me is that there is a large proportion of New Zealanders out there who genuinely care about our native wildlife and who are interested in and curious about how we control pests using 1080. The Department of Conservation is doing our very best to bring the facts to those people so that, you know, they can understand what the issues are and use that information to kind of get it right in their heads. But when they're being bombarded by this kind of mad and completely untempered, irresponsible sort of avalanche of fake news, and it's very difficult for the ordinary average New Zealander to get a real understanding of what's at play.
Is there any doubt that some birds may be killed by 1080? I mean, this is not an argument against 1080. I'm asking you whether you would regard some birds being killed by 1080 as collateral damage and the larger cause of saving the species.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that some individual native birds do get killed by 1080, and we've never been afraid of saying that. Kea, in particular, are a bird that we know gets knocked over by 1080. But if you compare the individual deaths of kea, for example, and we know also that the kea that die are kea that get fed by humans, so they're acclimatised to novel objects, new things. So we're actually kind of assisting with their deaths when we're out there feeding them. But when you compare the number of kea, individual kea that get knocked over by 1080, for example, with the 60% of all kea nests, so that's eggs, chicks, mum, in areas where we don't do pest control, or the 95% of all kea nests when there's a beach mast, there's no question that this is a tool we desperately need to use.
So what you're saying is people can put up pictures of dead birds and proven to be killed by 1080, but that isn't the point.
No, and I think the bit that's really kind of taking it to the next level is the irresponsible use of social media has led to some quite real-world issues regarding threats and harassment to staff, to helicopter pilots, to contractors, where people are being abused as they go about their daily jobs, which may or may not have anything to do with 1080. And I was thinking about it overnight, and I was thinking about, you know, the resistance to facts on things like vaccines, for example, or fluoride. the difference here is people who are anti-vaccines aren't walking into hospital and pushing nurses around or threatening to kill them. This is really, really over-the-top stuff, and the average New Zealander doesn't accept that this is the behaviour of the kind of citizens that we are.
So you are getting anti-1080 campaigners pushing Doc around and threatening to kill them, actually?
Yes, so we've had, in the last month alone, we've had 8 reported cases of physical abuse and harassment. We've had 7.
Under what circumstances, Nicola? What were the Doc staff doing at that point?
Well, the best. I had an example last week where 2 of our female rangers doing white bait patrols, nothing to do with 1080, were getting yelled at and abused while they went about their paid work to keep an eye on threatened fish. This has got out of control, and I wonder whether we've kind of dropped the yardstick a bit here about what's acceptable behaviour. It's never acceptable to bowl up to someone doing their job and start ripping into them or shoving them around or threatening to kill them. I've seen dozens and dozens and dozens of comments of people saying, let's shoot helicopters down.
Yeah. Social media comments are one thing, but actual physical assault is another, and shame on those people. I'm assuming that the staff are all right now.
Yeah, well, we're doing our very best to look after staff, but you have to think about it. Dock rangers are people who genuinely want to protect native wildlife. They're highly qualified. They're going about their jobs, often in quite rough conditions, and they're doing it because they passionately care. They don't deserve this crap.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Nicola Torkey, who's Dock's Threatened Species Ambassador.